T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My dear friend Jill Schlesinger, brought to you by Asset Strategies, assetstrats.com. They're in Avon. So, where do you start?
Well, better than expected jobs report.
Yes.
So, solid job creation on Friday. And we do know that things are slowing down. So,
yes.
Even though it was a better than expected report,
right.
We also know that, you know, 2018 was the outlier year. We're really looking at an economy that's kind of moving in a slower gear in 2019. The Federal Reserve noticed that as well, lowered
right.
interest rates by another quarter of a point. I think that might be it for the year. And stock markets, S&P 500, NASDAQ closing at new all-time highs. So those are the big headlines from last
yeah.
week. But you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think that most people don't really care about that. I think most people care about the big email nudge that they got from their bosses, which says, don't forget, it's open enrollment time.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know. You see that reaction? You
yeah, there
see
it
that
is.
Reaction? That's what
there
it is. And yet, I will tell you, you have far more control over the decisions you make with
okay.
regard to your open enrollment than you do with talking about the economy or the stock market.
Yeah, you do. You have some effect there. It's your own personal life. You can take
That's
care
right.
of it.
That's right. And I do want to point out that there is a type of health care plan that is becoming more and more popular, very right. interesting. It's called a high deductible health plan. And that is a plan that is exactly what it sounds like. It has a higher deductible, meaning you pay more out of pocket
okay.
before the coverage kicks in, but the premium is lower.
No.
So that means that if you're young and healthy, could be a great option to save some money. It also means that if you are old and not so healthy, but you have some savings,
yeah.
you may want to use it because the thing that it's paired with, this health savings account,
right.
you get to put money in on a tax-preferred basis, and you can carry it with you after you retire. And it's like having a pool of money that you are saving for unreimbursed
right.
Medicare costs
Sensible.
Going forward. So these are very interesting plans. They do require you to do a little work.
Mm.
And also, it requires you to think about what's changed in your life.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Let's
do you
not.
Have a new med? No, well, do you have a new doctor that wasn't in your
no,
network?
No.
Do you have a new medication? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Once
right?
a week. Yeah.
And do you need to see if there are some new coverage limits of the plans that are offered to you?
Okay, then. You know, Jill, just to back up a minute, you know, wasn't that, the real fear that a lot of people had, and this is why we did Obamacare, the ACA, all that jazz,
mm-hmm.
was, you know, you hear these stories about people who, you know, get ill, seriously ill, and they don't have insurance or they reach the limit of their insurance and they go bankrupt.
Right.
Well, it seems to me that if you have a high deductible, you know, first of all, should you use it for your doctor's checkups? I don't know.
Well, it really, you have to tally it up, because if you go to the doctor once a year, And if you are a woman, you go once a year to the doctor and once a year to the OBGYN, right?
Yeah.
And you get your mammogram and you got those three tests and you add it up and you say, that's actually cheaper than what I paid because I have a lower
yes.
premium, right?
Yes.
So you really, that's what I mean. It takes a little bit of, it's simple math. I'm going to say the word math. Don't freak out. But it's adding up what you actually have done and then saying, well, you know what? I had a much higher premium. If the average American family right now who gets coverage
right.
through their bosses, you pay $6,015 a year on average.
You don't
that's
think
your
about it.
Contribution.
If you don't see it, you don't think about it.
That's right. But that's $6,000.
Yeah.
So what if I told you it could be $3,000 and the other $3,000, it's like, well, I pay for some of these three appointments that I have. Now, the downside is you're right. Something really bad happens and you got to pay for the bigger at deductible.
Right.
But you will have some money that you've saved.
Hey, Jill, on these HSAs, the savings
yep.
accounts,
yep.
is that money committed to health care? In other words, if you mentioned you can have it after retirement, can you spend it on other things or is it limited
no.
to that?
It's limited, but you will spend it because, you know, according to Fidelity, every family spends about $250,000 on health care during retirement.
Ooh. Can't wait.
So okay. don't worry about the extra $3,000 that's sitting in the account. You believe me when I say you will use that.
Well, you know, somebody, I had this guy on when they were first talking. Remember when Hillary Clinton was trying to put one in place? And I had this doc on, and the guy said, one thing that nobody ever asked me is how much does this cost? And, you know, if you have an idea of what everything costs, it kind of changes your mind a little.
Sure. But I mean, you know, look, just getting into like the political waters a little bit, yeah. When people talk about Medicare for all, I think what's important to remember is that, of course, there's a cost, but there's a cost to what you have also right now.
Exactly.
And that's the hard part.
Fair point.
You know, it's sort of like financial services. If I told you you had to pay a fee out of pocket for your advisor, hey, you got to pay $3,000 a year for your advisor.
Yeah.
You would say, oh, it doesn't feel good. But if I say I'm just taking it out of your investments automatically, you're still paying it. It's just that you don't see it. Doesn't mean you're not paying it.
Well, you don't won't be missed if you don't see it, if you don't have it in the first place.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so by the way, guys, if you want to learn a little more about open enrollment, just go to jillonmoney.com. That's jillonmoney.com. Did we talk about deficits last time around?
Yeah,
okay. Do they really matter? That's one of the pieces you put up. Anything
that's
else?
A good one.
Well, it really is. No, because I remember that, you know, for 25 years, this has been a huge thing, be it a trade deficit, be, you know, a federal budget deficit. I mean, and it could get worse because we may have to shut down the government. So, you know, God, it's nobody mentions it anymore.
It's
really?
Not, I actually don't think it's as big. I never thought it was as big a deal. But what I do think is interesting is that when you are talking about a lot of the new plans that are being introduced by politicians,
right.
Whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, I should note that there is a new strain, a newish, I mean, when I say new, like 20 years of economists who believe that, in fact, these deficits don't really matter.
Well.
And it only matters to the when you start seeing inflation. And given that inflation remains so low.
Right.
There's an argument to be that's put forward that is government should be spending more money as long as it's spent on the right things. What are the right things? That is education, infrastructure, research and development, and healthcare.
Okay.
Those are the four horsemen of the spending.
you know what really matters is what the guys in my district want. So we need a new library. You know, that's it.
Yeah, but I would suggest that a library is probably not a bad thing.
No,
to pay,
I don't either.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that would be actually a pretty good thing because I would say, hey, it's great because it can serve a lot of purposes also.
See, there you go. Meetings. Libraries are not what libraries used to be.
No, they're libraries we work. It's cheaper.
Much broader menu. Okay. Well, listen, Jill, I guess we'll talk next week.
Sure will.
Okay, talk to you then. By the way, check it all out, Jill on Saturday afternoons, 4 to 6, and or you can go to jillonmoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.